tragedy again struck Milwaukee this past weekend as a baby boy was shot and killed. Bill Tao was 13 months old and in a relative's home on the northwest side when someone or several people fired bullets into the house. Tao was the third Milwaukee child killed by gunfire in recent months. This fall, shots hit 5-year-old Layla Peterson while she sat on her grandfather's lap in his house. In summer, bullets struck 10-year-old Sierra Guyton while she played on a playground. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, another batch of neighbors is frustrated and uneasy.
If you drive or walk down North 73rd Street, you might not notice anything out of the ordinary on first glance. Christmas decorations still adorn homes, and on Monday, trash from the holiday sat on the curb awaiting pickup. But in front of the home where 13-month-old Bill Tao was shot and killed Saturday evening, a memorial was growing of teddy bears and prayer candles and notes from people across the city.
I made a poster and I brought a few teddy bears to show respect of how the violence needs to stop because little kids are getting hurt.
That's 10-year-old Halea Smith. She stopped by with her dad and knows the names.
Layla Peterson, she was 5 and sitting on her grandfather's lap. That's hurtful to see a 5-year-old little girl get killed and lose her life just like Bill.
Vanette Hampton lives a few doors down. She says she's lived here for just about a year, and this is not the first shooting she's experienced.
We have had 3 shootings since I've been here, and this third one killed the little boy.
Hampton says she has a 15-month-old grandson living with her, and she says these days she's holding him a bit tighter.
I had my porch door open, and the first thing I said when I heard the shots was grab Gavin, because he was standing right in the doorway. It could have been my grandson that got hit.
Hampton says when thinking about the senseless killings of Bill Tao, Layla Peterson, and Sierra Guyton, she blames the parents of the people committing the crimes.
Parents don't care anymore. They have no control over their kids whatsoever. It's sad. We're killing each other for what? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Down the street, Donald Johnson says he's lived in the same house for 16 years, but he no longer feels safe.
Like I told my neighbors, they sit in the window. I told them, start going to the back. I stay in the back. I got TVs in every room, but I'm in the back.
Johnson says the random shootings in recent times make him wonder if police are releasing all the info they have.
Is they not telling us? Is it a gang initiation that we just walk around and shoot up houses to get in or kill somebody? Do they tell us? I mean, put it out there. How can we help y'all if y'all don't tell us what's happening?
While questions remain, a cousin of 13-month-old Bill says the family is thankful for the support it has received. Nia Tao says members are also hopeful.
Hopeful that that God is just hopeful that he will comfort us through this. And that's our only hope in this moment.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.